Good morning. We're continuing with our discussion of the prohibition of going to secular courts. And our specific question today is if we have a Jewish attorney, an Orthodox attorney, and he has a client, a Jewish client, who asks him to represent him as a plaintiff, and he in kind desires to sue a Jewish defendant for a claim that he has. And the question is, can this attorney represent a Jewish client against another Jew in secular court, or is that indeed problematic? So the Mishnah Halachas was asked this question. This is a fairly common question. He says it's pasha that it's prohibited for a Jewish attorney to represent a Jewish client and take another Jew to secular court. And in fact, it would be the Isser Derabanan of Misayeya Lide Ovrei Avera, facilitating, assisting somebody doing Avera, because you're facilitating the client suing somebody in secular court as opposed to abasing. And if this is the only attorney who can represent this client, it's not only going to be the Isser Derabanan of Misayeya, but it's going to be the Isser Doraisa of Livne Iver Lositen Mirshol. And in fact, it's much worse if they would make a recovery from the defendant of money or whatever it is, if they recover in a way that is not permitted to recover under halacha. So if halacha would not permit a recovery from the defendant and they do recover under secular law, this attorney is not only violating, facilitating going to secular court, but he's also acting as a gazlan. He's stealing from the defendant, and the only way he can have a kapara from what he's doing is to pay back. Not only his client would have to pay back, he himself would have to pay back, because he's the one who facilitated this. He has to also ask mechila from the defendant. He has to do tshuva for having done this. So accordingly, v'lachein pashut shechayav, accordingly, this attorney, it's pashut that he has to convince his client to go to a beis din, not to a secular court. And in fact, he continues that if the client refuses to go to a beis din, he says, we're only going to go to secular court, and the attorney is not successful in convincing him to at least start out in beis din and make an attempt to bring that defendant to beis din, it is prohibited for that attorney to represent that Jewish client in a secular court. Now he goes on and he takes another step and he says, in fact, there's a concept of ein shaliach ledvar aveira. There's no shaliach. You can't act as a messenger for somebody to do an aveira. So somebody who does an aveira on behalf of somebody else, it's not the somebody else that's really doing the isser, it's the shaliach, because he can't act as a shaliach for an aveira. In other words, he's the principal is doing the aveira. So the application here is that the Mishnah Halachas is of the view that the attorney is not acting simply as the shaliach of the plaintiff, his client who is doing a prohibition, but ein shaliach ledvar avera means that it's in fact the attorney is the primary violator of the prohibition of going to secular court, because he's the one who's actually going to secular court and he's doing all the work in the secular court. He's drawing up all the papers. He's the one who's actually suing. So in fact, he says maybe the attorney is worse than the client, but in the end of the day, he says in fact they are both over the prohibition of going to secular court, because the attorney would not be able to go to secular court without the client having a claim. And the client having a claim would not be sufficient without the attorney actually doing the legwork to bring the case to secular court. So they are both violating, as principals, the prohibition of going to secular court. So the bottom line is the attorney would have to try to convince his client that the client should sue an abasting, not in secular court. If the client moves forward, great, he can represent him. If the client does not move forward, if he insists on secular court, the attorney would have to withdraw from that representation. Have a wonderful day.